I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A few more things about Valentine's Day here. If you want to save money today, go out tomorrow instead. That's the suggestion from this article, but I got to say, I think most places, because it's falling on a Friday,
they're onto it.
Yeah, they're doing like a Friday and Saturday night you can get the Valentine's Day deal.
Oh.
So be careful with that, because a lot of restaurants do normally jack up their prices for Valentine's Day, and they've got like a set menu. And it's a set price. But they say normally the next night it goes back to normal. A lot of places are doing like a whole weekend Valentine special. So think about that. And then tomorrow, if you wait until tomorrow to get flowers and chocolates and stuff, you can get them at a big discount.
I bet.
Wait till Sunday.
I just went heart. There's a special on heart candy.
Yeah, man. I just throw a bunch of candy in a basket. I'm like, listen, we all know that this is all going to go bad.
This is because I love myself.
Why don't you go ahead and give me 50% off all day? Chocolate barter.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow you'll get good deal. So I guess the key plan is come up with an excuse for tonight. Say, oh, I can't do anything tonight. Let's do it tomorrow night.
Right. We're so busy.
Get everything on the cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And make it a big special surprise. Yeah.
Special surprise.
Warm your cheap little heart. And then they asked people around the country about the worst Valentine's Day gift they've received through the years. One was the Huggygram, which basically are arm-shaped pillows that hug a person.
I mean, I guess you can sleep with that when someone's out of town or something. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's super sad. Someone got a possibly rabid wild squirrel. Like some guy just picked a squirrel up from the yard.
Squirrel's like, ah!
That's insane.
I trap a squirrel?
That's nuts. I got you, Tim.
Somebody got a toilet seat.
Okay.
Listen, that's not the worst.
Well, mine's about to snap off.
Andy, if you're dating Andy.
Yeah.
A used candle, like a candle that had already previously been lit.
Was it here on the show, or did I just see this on the internet? There was a guy who's been dripping candles into a pile for like 10 years, and he tried to sell it on like eBay or something.
As like some kind of art project?
He dripped candles for like 10 years, and it was this giant blob of just candle wax like in his house, and he was like trying to sell it, but his starting price was something like $2,000.
Well, think about the man hours that he invested into it. But no one wants it.
Nobody wants it. It looked like garbage.
Yeah. Dusty garbage.
Edible underwear made the list, and Chuck did find them in his dad's drawer once.
I sure did. My dad would put Jim Croce on and get out the old
undies.
Time to eat.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
It's a great post-sex snack.
Linda.
That is so disturbing.
Yeah.
Time to eat.
The amazing thing about it is, so this is the amazing thing about the edible underwear when you really break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's claim was that, oh, I don't know. I think it was my bachelor party someone bought. But he found it funny enough, or for whatever reason, to keep it for 20-some years In his top drawer.
He could not get rid of them.
He would not get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like,
it
why?
Meant something to him.
It did. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Can you imagine how 20-year-old edible undies taste?
Yeah. I ate them.
Come on.
Would there just be a Jolly Rancher at that
I think
point?
It would be like a, yeah, like a
fruit roll-up.
Fruit roll-up.
But a 20-year-old fruit roll-up.
Yeah, like a 20-year-old fruit roll-up.
So I was assuming like a Jolly Rancher, like those Jolly Rancher sticks, unwrap it.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Someone got pink shaving cream.
What's that for? Well, I know Stella has had pink shaving cream. It's almost, I think it's like almost to just spray onto someone.
Strange gift.
They make a couple different kinds, and I don't know if it's for the, you know, they make that slime. Shaving cream's one of the ingredients, but I don't know. I really don't know. I've seen it around, though.
Some woman got a lighter with a sports team logo on it.
That's pretty good.
Well. That's nothing like a lighter. A girl loves a lighter with, you know, the Boston Bruins logo.
If she's a smoker, maybe she would. If she's not.
I've been a big fan. Yeah.
My guy knows me. What can I say?
Baby, it's beautiful. And then sweatpants. Chuck would love that.
Oh, I'd love
you got the gift
sweats.
Of sweatpants?
Yeah, I'm fine. But I mean, at the same time, I know you can never buy a girl. Can't buy a girl sweatpants.
It's a weird thing.
You know? Hmm.
What do you think of the coupons?
Like what kind of
like
coupons?
Like the love coupons?
No.
Oh, like your own self-made love coupon?
Yeah.
Like turn this in for one like, romantic
is
evening?
Is that romantic
it
or
just,
cheesy
It
horrible.
Just means cheesy. That you did nothing.
It's weird.
And at the last second, you
redeem this
with,
for one.
Weird behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I think. Like,
especially if they're super dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, like. Exchange for one,
yeah.
Kind of lingus, like that kind of.
Like if you just really, cause if you really adhere to them, I mean, you could really have a bad day, and then your dude's like, you know, you could be pissed at him,
and then
I'd like to cash in.
Yeah, cash in my Beedra coupon.
Like, imagine that you're in an argument.
You're like, man.
Oh, get to work.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh no.
Hey. You got the coupon.
You got the coupon. No.
Girls have never done the coupons, right? That's just a guy thing.
No, I believe women do them too.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
That's weird. It's like just people with those dice.
Those fuzzy dice?
Those fuzzy dice.
Fuzzy dice on the car? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what you were talking about.
Don't mind those.
Position dice?
Blow kiss.
Oh, yeah. The sexual dice.
Sexual dice.
I wonder if they have
like some Dungeons & Dragons style dice like that.
I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Some guy said he did get love coupons from his wife when he tried to redeem one. She said it expired.
I'm sorry
you didn't read the fine print.
That's funny.
And this woman said, my boyfriend is taking me to get my nipples pierced for Valentine's Day.
That's wild.
That's pretty cool.
Happy
That's a cool
birthday.
Day. I know.
Yeah, I was on one of my little forums I go to, and a girl was asking, like, the guys of the group, like, my husband, what should I get for my husband? We weren't supposed to get anything. He got me something. Mm. What do I do? And, like, every single guy was just like, sex.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's all the guys. And she's like, really? That's it?
We are that simple.
That's it. I mean, you don't need.
It's like literally why we do anything.
Like, that's why he got you the gift.
Right. That's what he wants.
You know?
Give him what he wants.
Give him what he wants.
That's it. Make it
That's
easy.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Totally simple, ladies. There's
we don't need sweats.
That's the best advice we're going to give you this Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Sex.
We don't need sweats.
Nope.
No.
We don't need nothing.
We got our own sweats.
I've already got sweats.
Give us the sex. A Boston resident who is fed up with his dog eating old marijuana joints off the sidewalk has just taken a complaint to the city. The resident claims their dog has been eating the remains of joints off the street and is getting high almost nightly.
That's right.
I love it.
It's time for a walk. I know. I'll walk just a little bit. Yeah, I'll walk a little bit just to get enough joints.
You know where I want to go. To Joint Road.
Yeah, let's go down that joint trail. Like a let loose.
Yeah. Stoner dog is actually amazing. But the owner said, please help keep clean. I found this joint in his mouth. It's one of several he's been able to get over the past few weeks.
He likes it.
I'd rather my dog eat joints than goose poop.
Mm.
Yeah. It can make, I think weed can make them pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they're little and it's like
they're not
designed for that.
They're not ready for it.
They're not ready to be that high.
No.
No, you understand why you don't want. As comical as it sounds.
Yeah,
right. You probably don't want. No.
Surprised there's not like dudes running there and eating the.
Right. I mean, do you leave a lot? Like, I would think you wouldn't leave a lot.
I mean, people smoke weed so much now.
I think
that
these days.
These days,
throw a half a joint.
Yeah,
people throw a half a joint.
I remember being in high school
and
it was
every
like
bit of it.
Yeah,
and back in those days, it was like
the clip, right?
Yeah, the smallest.
You'd be like holding fire, and you just be like,
oh! I think there's some left.
Yeah, they'd use a paper clip and roach clips.
Yep.
Yep.
It's not as
every ounce.
Yep.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Now it's like
anywhere.
It's literally everywhere.
Yep.
A Lyft driver in Virginia got rear-ended by a hit-and-run driver and refused to let his passengers out while he chased them down. So they're stuck in the back of this rideshare.
With a psycho.
They called 911 and were live streaming. The story says Uber. Turns out it was actually Lyft. Here's the story from WTVR-TV.
He kept going.
That sucks for Uber.
He kept going. That was the scariest moment of my life. I have never been that scared in my life.
John Murray and Tamika Swan.
I'm in pain. My whole side hurt. Like, I'm in so much pain.
Hold each other close after a violent Uber ride through the River City.
I begged that man to please stop.
Richmond 911, where's your emergency?
Murray began to record the Monday night Uber trip on Facebook Live.
Yeah, you can let us out there.
We're driving down Chamberlain and a car rear-ended us. The car didn't stop behind us. They went around us and then sped off. And that's when our Uber sped off behind them.
The video shows the driver speed down West Broad Street.
You can let us out, bruh.
Hey, bruh.
I can't let this guy go.
Oh, my God.
And we made it through so many lights. We made it without
getting
hit.
Guys from the Congo or something, you know. He's not going to stop, guys. Light.
They say they were
not going to stop
by an SUV.
Somebody just hit us.
You know, I wasn't about to grab this guy because the possibility of him hitting other pedestrians.
The driver won't let us out. He's trying to
get us.
Say the Uber driver finally stopped near Hermitage and Marshall.
It was the scariest thing I've ever been through. All I could think about was my kids. That's it.
It's one of the downsides.
Tonight, both Richmond Police and Uber confirmed they're investigating this ride, but stay with us. Later at 6 o'clock, we'll show you this wild ride again, and the passengers will explain how this trip...
All right.
Poor was Uber, it Uber, huh? Is it?
So, no, it turned out it was a Lyft.
Oh.
In fact, when I first listened to the whole video, I watched it unedited, they were screaming Lyft.
Mm.
But somehow it got switched up. I guess he drives, one of those guys that drives for both.
Uh-huh.
But he was currently working for Lyft when this all went down.
He seemed pretty calm through the whole thing.
Because that's normal Congo behavior. You got to chase people down all the time and kill them.
So yeah, they got him. 38-year-old Olufemi Olomolo.
Yeah.
Charged 2 counts of abduction, reckless driving, and felony hit and run. He is in custody. It's unclear if he has retained.
Let me out, Olufemi.
Get away!
What's your name again?
Olufemi.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Olufemi.
Okay, why won't you let us out? I don't understand.
That's crazy. That sucks so hard for Uber because they actually didn't do it this time.
Yeah, I know.
And every story says Uber driver. They're like, God damn it.
Yeah, the go-to is Uber every time. Automatically.
Lyft's like,
I know. Yeah.
They blame that one on Uber. You don't know, bub.
It's true. They were begging for their life.
Oh, my God.
And he was just like,
oh, come down, baby.
Hey, we're in the Lyft, and we just got hit. So the Lyft driver is following the person.
Okay, but you're going to need to stop in order to
stop. He won't let us out either. because he wanted to catch the dude. And we were running through red lights, like, two people almost hit us.
Hey, yo.
Okay. I just want to get out. Like, I got four kids. Okay, he can hear you, ma'am. Stop. He can hear you.
Get off!
Somebody just hit us.
Big whoop up.
He's trying to catch the man. We're on the boulevard now.
Our guy didn't give an F, man.
No, not at all.
Nope.
He said, I have to catch them.
Listen, the last time that I was in a cab, it was with Dave, and we were with a guy from the Congo or wherever he was from, and nothing would have stopped that guy, Dave.
No, I know.
Nothing would have stopped that guy.
That's why I was making friends.
But it was all fun and games until something happened. Because he was just laughing.
That's the thing, man. Anybody can drive.
Yeah.
And so listen, if you're from a foreign land, they drive insane
Just the way they drive.
They just drive insane. Yeah. There's no real laws.
No.
It's like you just pedal to the metal all the time.
Yeah, you're right. They don't. It's driving in some of those lands is totally different. Mike in Ohio was involved in a hit and run in a Uber as well. Hey, Mike. Good morning, man.
Balls, fellas. And Lisa.
Balls. So what happened?
I was in Hawaii, and my wife and I were on the way to the Pro Bowl, which was a waste of money.
Yeah.
And we were going over this hill, and the traffic came to a stop, and it was dark. And I immediately turned around to watch because you can't really see coming over a hill with brake lights. And this truck just hit us so hard in the rear. All the airbags in the car deployed, including the curtain airbags. So the driver couldn't even see. And the truck takes off, and the Uber driver takes off after him. And I'm like, sir, you need to stop. I'm bleeding from my arm. I've got burns from the airbags. My wife's fine. But he just took off, and I finally just said, sir, you need to stop now. He just wouldn't stop. And I finally threatened to physically assault him. And he finally pulled over, and he didn't let us out right away. I'm like, I'm starting calling the police. They never showed up because it's just Hawaii, and I guess they don't show up for traffic accidents unless there's serious injuries.
Oh.
And the guy didn't. He called another fellow Uber driver who was not legit.
Yeah.
And picked us up and dropped us off.
Oh my God, that's good. Glad that could have been much worse.
Yeah, that's scary. Mm-hmm. I just had one scary ride where I'd, but that lady was even through her craziness and her needing her pills. She still pulled over and let me when I was like, hey, I want out of here.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't like.
Yeah. Similar thing happened to this listener. They were in Vegas and an Uber, a driver from Africa, got rear-ended. They went on a 20-minute chase swerving in and out of traffic. Yeah. Almost identical to
that's
what
nothing.
We just watched.
That's nothing for a guy. He's from the Congo.
You get hit over there. You do chase him down. And you just
and then it's war.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and then it's a battle to the death.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We are down one. We're missing a Jew. But that's because that Jew went back to the homeland, and he's joining us now on the Dave and Chuck lines. Live from Israel, it's Jason the Jew.
Jason.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
You sound a little different.
Shalom, Jason.
Shalom to you. You're really embracing this whole Jewish thing, huh?
Things have certainly changed.
You sound like you're calling us from the moon, but that's all right.
It's Israel.
Yeah. It is Israel. You are quite a distance away. What time is it there?
It's 3:17 p.m. on Friday.
Okay. So you're quite a few hours ahead of us.
In the afternoon.
So, okay, yeah. But truthfully, you're there by yourself. You wanted to take a trip back to the homeland and experience, go back to your roots a bit. How has it been so far?
It's been good. I mean, the last 2 days essentially have been travel. So today was the first day that I actually saw anything of significance in Israel.
And which was?
So I would change that. But, I mean, that was good today. It was pretty, it's not relaxing in terms of a vacation trip.
So you're sightseeing.
I'm currently looking at a pack of wild dogs.
Oh, oh well, beware. Be careful. Have you got no jerky in your pockets?
Don't pet them.
No, so if I run or you hear this call drop, that's why.
Oh, my God.
Kurt's, all right. So he's standing looking eye to eye with some wild dogs.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Let's hope that doesn't
happen. I am, and the city of Jerusalem is in the background. So I'm
gorgeous.
That's incredible, man.
So yeah. What's on the agenda? Yeah. Like, what do you plan to see while you're there? Anything on your list?
Well, yeah, super uplifting stuff, like the Holocaust Museum coming up tomorrow.
Okay. Ooh, wow, that's okay. Pretty deep. That's deep.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to go to the Dead Sea, which will be great. It's due to get floating in some salt water.
Yeah,
just like the, I had practice with those isolation tanks. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Place. Yep.
You go on the Wailing Wall?
Yeah, we went today, actually.
Okay.
Wall, which is very cool. Walked through the tunnels there. And I'm with some kind of random people that I've never met. And making friends isn't my favorite thing.
It's kind of ironic that you're our phone screener and you would have hung up on yourself by now. The line is horrible. We've got a horrible Israeli phone line.
Yeah, there's nothing.
But nothing you can do about it, my friend.
You know, he's on a Jewish bus.
In my iPhone,
so. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's just wind and wild dogs in the background. Yeah. I guess.
Did you poop yourself on the plane? Because you ate Thai food before you went. Did everything go okay?
No, everything went fine. I ended up using the airport facility and everything was okay.
Okay, because there was a panic situation.
Right, there was
a
tweet realizing you made a big mistake. You realized eating Thai food before flying, which is, I know, that's a rookie mistake, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but I've never done this long of a flight, so I thought I'd be all right.
How long was the flight?
Well, it was 6 hours to Brussels from New York, and then 6 hours from Brussels to Israel, and then the 2 hours from Detroit to New York. So it ended up being like 12 or 13, but multiple layovers, and then they went 7 hours ahead. So I lost half the day.
Wow.
And by the time we got here, they're like, we're going to go do stuff. And I'm like, but I'm not up for it yet. So.
Oh, so you slept through your first part of your tour.
Yeah.
And today was the first day we got up and went and did things.
So this is like an interesting thing. I assumed you were going over there, you know, with someone, but you're just alone.
That's what I thought.
You're alone because this is something. Is it Israel offers to Jewish people? They can go see the homeland for free.
Essentially, I mean, some rich Jewish grandparents somewhere has fronted the bill for all of us to come here and be attacked by wild dogs. But, I just pay for the flight to New York.
That's pretty cool.
Lodging and food.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
No Scottish grandfather has done this for anyone Scottish.
You'll never get these pennies. You'll never touch my pennies.
It's a different. It's a different deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would happen.
No. Okay, so here's the thing. Even though I was born in Ireland, I hadn't been there for such a long time, but I went back a couple of years ago. I did feel like this connection, like, you know, it's my homeland. Have you felt that? Like, do you feel at home? Do you feel that Jewish connection?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Say that, I think I need to be here for a couple more days to really see you. What's going on? You know, like I've been stuck on planes and tour buses, so...
Yeah, it's hard to know. It's hard to know.
I need more time, I guess.
Yeah.
But for sure.
I'm enjoying myself so far in terms of what we've done.
Okay, one of your other...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know one of your other concerns was... that you might get called out for your level of knowledge of Judaism on this trip. because you assume that it would be, the bus would be full of, like,
super Jews.
Exactly, yeah. Dave. How's that been?
I'm right in the mix with everybody else.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So you're right there.
All learning together.
You know, I found out that ginger people here get called out a lot at the food court. They're at the market. I've developed a nickname, Gigi, for my ginger beer.
Gigi?
Gigi.
So, yep.
That's your new name here now.
You will now be known as Gigi. Gigi the Jew. Gigi the Jew.
Gigi the phone trainer. Yeah.
Hello, Gigi
like
the Jew.
It. I like it.
Gigi. They were screaming, Gigi, Gigi, Gigi. And I said, I don't know what they're saying. They're like, oh, you're a ginger. I'm like, well, I'm not.
So they're trying to call you to buy their wares by screaming ginger at you?
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
Well, that's not how you get me to buy stuff.
Yeah. Don't make fun of me.
Ginger! Ginger!
Odd sales
here.
Tactic.
Well, listen.
Here's an example of how I haven't totally felt welcome.
So. Yeah, well.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. When they're just calling you by the color of your beard.
Yeah. Listen, we're glad you made it safely. We're glad you didn't poop yourself. We're hoping you don't get attacked by wild dogs and you get to enjoy the rest of your time there in your homeland. And then we'll hear more about it when you get back.
Sounds good.
All right, Jason
all right,
the Jew.
Safe. Oh, sorry.
I hope I don't get stabbed either.
Yes, no stabbings. No stabbings.
That's everything I'm hoping.
Keep Gigi alive. Keep Gigi alive.
Be safe, Gigi.
That's the hashtag. Gigi the Jew, thanks for joining us live from Israel.
All right, I'm going to go enjoy my vacation now.
All right, you do that, my friend. Take care. There is Jason live from Israel this morning.
Yeah.
He now shares the nickname of thousands of grandmas across the United States.
Yes,
Gigi.
Gigi.
Gigi. That's hilarious. I love that we're going to be like, let's go to Gigi. And it sounds like a girl to any new listener, but then he's like, hey, it's me.
Oh, I'm
we're
going to
go to Gigi right now.
Gigi.
What's up, Gigi? What's
how
up,
are
Gigi?
You?
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, you're assuming we'll remember that by the time he gets back.
No, we won't.
Never. That's the last time I'll ever say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, coming up here, let's get to a check of the news right now. What horrible thing happened to the first person to cross Antarctica alone? Colin O'Brady just became the first person to cross the continent of Antarctica alone and unsupported by a resupply or kite. The problem is, he pooped his pants less than halfway through and had to continue using the same underwear for 38 days.
Yes.
Of course you poop your pants, you're in Antarctica.
Yeah. He only brought one pair of underwear.
Apparently, dumbass.
He said it was to save space.
So after 15 days of pulling a 400-pound sled across a treacherously windy Antarctica, Colin O'Brady was hungry, his willpower depleted. He woke up during the night feeling overwhelmed and ganged upon, his defenses down. He'd embarked on a daring mission, completely alone, unaided by kite or resupply, trekking across the southern continent on skis. It was, at the time, a solo voyage no one had ever completed without quitting, dying, or being helped along the way.
Mm.
Packed up with him, a special gooey 1,100-calorie Colin bars created for him and his trek by his sponsor. He had carefully portioned out how many bars he'd be allowed to eat each day. But that fateful night in his tent, things didn't go according to plan.
I'm so hungry, I need to eat too.
He was seized by a wave of hunger that made him ravenous and a bit out of control. Still half asleep, he grabbed the duffel bag with his food supplies, ripped it open, then grabbed chunks of Colin bars and shoved them into his mouth.
Oh, no.
The high-fat mix of coconut oil, nuts, dried cranberries, and cocoa powder was designed to easily fuel his 8,000-calorie ski days on the frigid and windswept ice. The bars were not designed to be eaten en masse after midnight. He believes he ate somewhere around 2,000 to 3,000 calories in one 3 a.m. gorge. The next day, he woke up feeling not good and knowing he'd have to ration what he ate that day to make up for the binge. His stomach started to gurgle. He had to press a hand to his belly several times as he packed his sled. A new wave of rumbling gurgles rolled through. There was no containing the pain anymore. After 6 hours of hiking in minus 25 degree weather, he suddenly felt a wave that wouldn't stop.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Just a...
But to poop, he had to take about 8 layers of clothing off, right? So he figured it would wait till the evening. His body had other plans. He thought he'd just pass some gas.
Oh,
unfortunately,
don't trust it.
He trusted a fart more than gas came out. He said, "I was relieved and disgusted at the same time."
Antarctica.
He just kept going. For 6 hours, he just kept going.
Like pooping?
No, he just kept walking.
Six hours, Chuck.
6 hours, he just kept going.
No, kept walking through the snow and wind.
Yes,
yes.
So he could properly evacuate his bowels and clean up the inside of his pants. Every step was accompanied by sticky chafing, he says.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have red ass.
James has been there. He knows.
And
yes.
But James did not pack a single pair of underwear for a 54-day expedition.
You listen.
He brought 220 pounds of food, but one pair of underwear.
You at least bring two, right? Yeah, you at least bring two.
You got to have two. What does a one pair of underwear weigh?
Not, I mean, you can get those really light underwear. That's first of all, how does it not make you fungus, like all sorts of stuff?
He probably took them off and wiped it in the snow and stuff.
And then you're going to put on frigid snow panties?
Yeah, you are.
You're going to put them right on.
You're going to put them right over top of your
genitals.
I can't
believe he didn't have some kind of poop door.
Yeah, like an easy access.
Yeah, like you got to think about stuff like that, man. I mean, unless it's like, is Antarctica so cold that your butthole instantly freezes?
I think that that's probably it.
Like frostbite?
Like you have to set up a whole shelter maybe in order to even take a poop.
Probably. Mm. You're right.
Take off your clothes.
I can't imagine if every time I pooped I had to set up a shelter. Jesus Christ.
It seems insane.
I'd be pulling a shelter with me right now.
Just
a full shelter. I would look like an ice fisherman.
I don't understand why you want to do that in the first place. Look
that's
at that.
My poop
I mean,
shanty.
Me, that's a nightmare. That's like you're just.
What made him do this? Just like it record. Almost seemed like he was just on
there's
a whim.
A picture of the guy.
Well, yeah, that's him. Terrible. It,
no, like the worst time, worst day of your life.
It looks Absolutely. Like that was a picture taken,
and he did it for days and days. And
you know what
is.
Though? I think that. It just had reached the highest temperature ever. I think it was over 20 degrees for the first time ever.
It
so
did.
It's almost like he chose the right time to go. It's like the warmest it's ever been. But
well, no, this was 2 years ago. When
oh, this
it.
Was 2 years ago. We'll forget it. Scratch that. I thought he just did this.
Jesus.
Took him 2 years just, to tell just, everybody about his poop.
I can't say anything, but you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You, I mean, great, good accomplishment, but you packed all that stuff. You couldn't have slipped in a couple of extra pairs of underwear.
Well, I just feel like if I was like his coach or if I was involved in him doing that, I'd be like, dude, this is Antarctica. You're going to poop your pants.
Yeah.
You're going to poop your pants.
Yep. Yeah, deal with it.
No easy way around it.
Would you train him with like you draw, like take a can of soup and pour it down as the back of his
yeah,
pants?
What's that
and
feel walk? Like? Walk 6 hours.
That would be the
training. Amazing training.
I would.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah. You're not going to stop.
You poop your pants, and it's like cream of chicken in your butt crack.
Oh, God.
Oh, Andy.
Good choice. Good choice.
I had to think of a good diarrhea soup.
Good night.
Ugh.
Mm.
That's what it'll be like. Your ass is red, isn't it?
Oh, that's bright red.
No.
You're not going
to
stop.
I like the idea, too, of having to just have a fully built poop shanty.
Humans what are a boring thing to do. Like,
so
listen,
boring.
When you're in the snow like that, too, and it's so bright, you don't even see. It's not like you're enjoying any kind of view that Antarctica has.
No.
You can't even see. It's just bright white.
There's just all you're going to run into. You'll run into, like, 3 Russians up there. That's about it, right?
That's it.
They're like, what are they doing here? Do you poop your pants? Live.
You stink.
You smell like you poop your pants. You did, didn't you?
I don't understand. None of us will ever.
How did he know, I guess, where he was even going? You get to the other side,
had
you're
equipment
just,
that,
you're just
you know,
hoping.
Told
yeah,
this direction. And I'm sure people were keeping track of him, too, right?
Mm.
Even though he was alone.
Antarctica,
looks
man.
Like the worst experience of all time. No thank you.
It's
no,
like
thank
a
you.
Brutal place.
Just look how frozen
everything on him is.
Yeah, his hood doesn't even make sense.
No. Well, I think he lifted it up for the picture.
Yeah, because that thing goes over his whole entire face.
Oh, yeah.
Antarctica.
Antfartica.
Real bad.
You dumbass.
A horrible experience.
You dumb, dumb, dumb poopy pants.
All right, speaking of poop, I have not heard of this, and we do this show, so you think we would have. But people are confessing online they have poop shoes.
Yeah.
This makes some sense to me.
Poop shoes.
I already know exactly. I know exactly what this is.
Tell me, see if you're right.
Okay. If I was at work.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
If I was at work and I realized and I cared about people noticing that I was going to be the one that did all the massive damage, I go in my office, change my shoes real quick, run in there, do my business, get back in, put my normal shoes on. Everyone's like, oh my God, a guy was in these white tennis shoes and he dropped the most disgusting bomb next to me. That's poop shoes. Work poop shoes.
Exactly right.
Yep.
People, it's actually more women than men feel embarrassed sitting in a stall and pooping in their regular shoes because those regular shoes are recognizable by coworkers.
Yes.
Anyone can look under the stall and see who's doing business in there.
Yep.
So they leave a second pair of shoes, anonymous shoes. At work. Mm-hmm. So they slip those on to run to the bathroom and then take them off as soon as they get back to their desk.
We've identified a person in a stall based on shoes.
Absolutely, we have.
So
I know that I'm identified by my shoes.
That's why I always poop barefoot.
There's no hygiene.
No, James.
It really helps
me
get a deuce out when I got no shoes or socks on. It's real freeing.
Speeds it up.
If I'm about to destroy something at work, like how am I gonna? I'll put my pants like that Antarctica guy.
Trying
to put some shoes on.
Yeah.
Trying to change my shoes right now.
All right. If you leave it right to the last second,
yeah.
You need some slip-ons.
Yeah, I need some Crocs. And I need even the act of getting these boots off. Yeah. I got them tied. Which I do today.
But it's only a matter of time before people realize, oh, that's Andy and his poop slippers.
That's exactly right.
You're like not fooling everybody.
Unless
for
it's
long.
The world's biggest workplace.
That's the only time I think it would actually work.
It'd be funny to get those. That's what you get those KFC shoes for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then we'll always know. Hey, there's easily recognizable KFC clogs.
Yeah, those would be your poop shoes, though. You like the mystery chicken, man.
I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea of Crocs in a bathroom setting.
No, I don't either.
The only thing is, if you can wash them well.
Mm. Yeah.
If you do that.
Yeah.
Right? You could easily wash them well.
All right. Yeah, they're still... They can't quite get the river of piss under control sometimes here.
No,
There's all the products.
I'll just say you'll feel it.
Yeah, there's all those products. They got one on the floor now.
There's a floor product.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. We're going to start in South Carolina. Man, this guy got up to no good. Crazy night. 21-year-old college student now facing 15 felony and misdemeanor charges.
That's no good. 15 felonies?
Jesus.
After he ran around nude, breaking into buildings.
Yeah.
Clemson University student Luke Owens is currently in a detention center. Charges he's facing include first-degree burglary, third-degree assault and battery, third-degree criminal sexual conduct, indecent exposure, assault of a law enforcement officer, and more. Here's what happened. He broke into an apartment and hotel early in the morning while completely nude.
Yes.
First call comes in at 4:36. A guy is disturbing the area outside an apartment complex. Police were told when they got there by a male resident that Owens entered the building after beating on a door, broke this guy's computer desk and vacuum.
Oh, not my vacuum.
Oh,
it's like $200.
Vacuum.
Slapped him across the face.
Hey!
And told him to blow him.
You're going to go down right now.
Absolutely not.
All right, I'm out of here then.
Then he left?
Yes, he fled the scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was just the beginning.
That's amazing. Oh, man, he's going to wake up from this, huh?
Oh, my God. He goes to, while they're at the department, they get another call. Yeah. That there's a situation going on at the Hilton Hotel nearby.
Mm-hmm.
There, Hotel this two. Guy, still nude, slaps a female and orders her to perform on him.
You're going
to
go down.
Nope, she did not either.
You're not going to. Okay, I'm out of here.
No.
He tried to run off. As he did, he kicked a deputy in the chest and the face.
Oh, my God. He did like a flying drop kick.
When the deputy was down, he tried to sit on his face. He's nude, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sexual. Dude. That's the criminal sexual conduct.
You're going to get bullets right up your taint. If it's a officer green bean shooting your taint.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pump six.
That was dangerous.
I pumped six in his taint.
The 21-year-old college student is still in custody this morning. Oh, the date of his hearing has yet to be determined.
Moron.
Is that crazy? Yeah.
Jesus.
Just looking for anyone to blow him.
So,
officer down, taint in my face! Officer down, taint in my face! He's got balls in my mouth! Balls in my mouth! No! I'm going to pump six in him! I'm going to pump six in his taint!
Listen, Officer Green told me to take him out if this ever happened.
Show me, do it! Do it!
Pull the plug.
I can't do it.
Sharpshooter, do it!
I know it's what he wants. I know it's what he wants.
Pull it, they're almost in my mouth. Pull it!
I saved him.
He wanted it.
He asked for
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's how I wanted it.
Six in the tank.
And a movie.
That is a movie.
Six
that's an airplane
tank.
Movie.
That's probably already been done.
No.
Six in the tank.
I'm sure it hasn't.
Yeah.
Not a regular mainstream
movie. Not regular mainstream.
More of a con film festival.
Yeah. The FCC, and this isn't anything really new. They normally get complaints about the Super Bowl halftime show every year. Depending on the show, obviously, there's a lot more than other years. This year, they got about 1,500 complaints.
Couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
Didn't know what was happening. A lot of vagina.
Yeah.
Shaking of ass.
That's pretty much it.
There was a tongue in there. Some kind of weird tongue flicking.
It was about Jennifer Lopez and Shakira's halftime show. There were people who were inflamed by it.
You got it.
Some of the best complaints that we've seen, and these are actual complaints that were submitted to the FCC. We are not embellishing these in any way, shape, or form. This is word for word what people have said. This year's show was extremely provocative in the female body movements and the simulated padding of J-Lo's derriere. It is not for my family.
That's right.
My family.
Another one. I was not prepared to explain to my 11-year-old daughter why Jennifer Lopez was dressed so scantily or why she kept grabbing her vagina. My daughter was asking if she was feeling sick from having so much skin showing.
That's exactly what it is.
What does that mean?
Well, that means
Mommy, is she sick?
Well, is she sick? That's so weird.
What
does
that mean? You've been raised a certain way. You've never showed that much skin in your life. And you don't realize that.
Football.
How the world works, or science,
oh my God.
Is for everybody.
Or anything.
This fella says, it was gross.
It was gross. Yeah. I never even seen anything like it.
I am a 50-year-old man, and I'm ashamed that I saw that evil crap on my television.
So evil.
What about the children?
Yeah.
Yep.
Another
you.
One.
Thank you, sir.
It was beyond inappropriate. Shakira laying on her side, gyrating like sex.
Gyrating like sex.
I missed it.
Lopez on a stripper pole. Lopez bending over to expose her butt crack. Yeah. Both performers grabbing their vaginas. Shakira grinding her butt against some tinfoil-wearing man's penis.
Tinfoil.
My children were watching.
There's a man in tinfoil with an erection. What is that? I'm scared.
Someone just has
just switch.
Yeah, just switch. They can't
change the damn channel.
Football's for everybody.
I can't change it.
Football's for everybody.
It's the only channel we get. This one, it was disgusting. The close-ups of J-Lo's vagina and anus. Yucky.
Anus.
I did not see your anus, so if you did, forward us.
I know.
Email
I think
at davidjuckthefreak.com.
Is it that some people like see something and then just, it's like the clothes just disappear? In their mind, like they're so freaked out.
They
actually saw an anus.
I mean, that happens to me. The clothes disappears, but I'm not upset about it.
Yeah, right. You
know? Yeah, they think they saw an anus.
Here's another one. These are complaints that came in about the Super Bowl halftime show. We live in Eastern Kansas. We have no TV. We took our 9-year-old daughter to our local small town sports bar to watch the game. She's a farm girl.
That's right.
And she could not stop asking, Mama, what's all this?
What's all this? Oh, my God.
Totally confused as she now emerges into her young womanhood.
They're going to lose her now. They're going to lose
Mama,
her.
Mama, what's all this?
It's the weirdest. That's like the weirdest prairie story I've ever heard, because they've took her to a sports bar.
They took their 9-year-old to a sports bar.
They took their 9-year-old to the sports bar in town.
Yeah, and that's
why they don't have a TV. Because they go to the bar all the time.
Yeah.
Spend all their money at the bar.
No need for a TV.
Rural America.
Where's Dad?
This next complaint. Why not just make next year's show the Sexual Predator halftime show? Just show Robert Kraft's massage parlor videos for 20 minutes.
Jesus.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
I mean, I love that idea.
It's a great idea. I love when they try to be sassy.
Yeah.
The Puritan types.
Yeah.
I have been a porn addict for 35 years.
I was good until right then.
And even I am opposed to this highly sexualized pop culture.
Oh, my God.
What?
That makes no sense.
I'm currently watching Pornhub right now because of my addictions.
I'm a retired stripper, but I'd never wear crap like that in front of a family show. Get your morals back on.
Yeah. Thank you, retired stripper.
Thank you for your service. Thank you, m'lady.
Oh, man.
For your years of... hand jobs.
Okay, this is again them reading word for word and spelling too. No wonder kids are so screed up, tend to head.
That made no sense, sir.
Screened up into head.
And grown men too. These people who participated or allowed this, stop this rage out.
Stop this rage out. He tried, man. He knows about letters.
Some of them.
Some.
Not in the right order.
Not how to put them.
He knows about some letters.
Those were some of the complaints that came into the FCC. I'm not sure if this guy actually filed a complaint with the FCC, but he is planning a lawsuit. I'm not sure if you heard about this guy. He's a former Ohio football coach who's a minister. And he went online to talk about how he's planning to sue over the Super Bowl halftime show.
It's okay if I say it. Grown audience here. I saw a lot of crotch shots. Dare I say that? Crotch shots from last night's Super Bowl. I'm serious as a judge here. I think I'm looking for a lawyer out there, or somebody who would join me in a class action lawsuit against Pepsi, the NFL, my local cable company. I don't know who all we would sue, but sue as many people as we want to for pandering pornography. Maybe that's not the right charge. I'm not a lawyer. Contributing to the delinquency of a minor. What we saw yesterday was a strip club performance at halftime of the Super Bowl. And you would say, well, coach, you can turn it off. You don't have to watch it. Well, that's true. I could. But unfortunately, that was streaming into the homes of people before they had any idea. There was no warning. There was no caution under the age of 18 or caution under the age of 13. We're watching a football game. People turn in to watch a football game, and the next thing you know, what do you have in front of you? You've got debauchery. Could I take my daughter? I have two very attractive...
Anyway, he went on to say that...
I'm with him.
Lopez was too old to wear what she was wearing anyway.
Yep.
He said she's 50. You go on a porn website, you're not looking for 50-year-old women.
Some people are.
How does he know what you're looking for? Wait a second.
Mm-hmm, exactly, right?
Uh-oh.
He said they penetrated the sanctity of his house.
Shouldn't say penetrate.
Don't say penetrate.
Oh,
he's penetrated.
We're penetrate. Very immature. Don't say penetrate.
No. Yep. Come on now. So he has spoken with the lawyer now. He, of course, has received a lot of backlash from this post as well.
Of course.
He said, I've seen pictures of large penises, and I appreciate it, but no, I don't want to receive any of them. The offers that you guys have put out there to me.
Oh, they're doing the same thing they do to James, Dan.
Yeah, they'll send him large dicks to try and
entice him.
I should reply to all the guys who have sent me pictures of their wang. This guy's email address would be like, he wants to see them more.
Yeah, he'd love to see your
That's
penis.
He does.
He dreams about them.
Penetration.
We knew there'd be some,
of course,
reaction to this, obviously, and people that were upset. But once they say the word Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, come on, you know what you're in for.
We took our little girl down to the bar to watch Super Bowl like we do every
year. Yeah, we gave her a six pack and said, sit down, eat some chicken wings, drink a few beers.
Mama, what's all this?
What's all this? It's so crazy.
I love on the prairie.
I can't believe she participated in this. I can't believe she participated in something like that.
Daddy?
Yes, dear.
What's all
hell?
This?
I can't. I don't understand that.
Oh, my God.
Help.
Mm.
Yep. Help us.
Well, that's America, my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, there are some little pockets.
Oh, sure.
Like, there are some pockets that they'd.
Where it's like 1922.
No, I think it's
like
even.
Like 1801? Like,
yeah, 18. There's some pockets.
Yeah, it's still the 1800s in some places.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kansas.
This is pretty groundbreaking. You know the show House Hunters on HGTV?
Yeah.
They always show houses in groups of three. But now they've decided to show couples in groups of three.
They're
the episode.
Threesomes?
Cuckolds? Yeah.
Cuckolds?
Well, the episode that aired this week was the show's first throuple. It was Brian and Lori, a married couple that have two kids. Lori is bisexual, so 4 years ago they brought another woman named Jelly into the relationship.
Come on in, Jelly.
Jelly likes the marble countertops, but she does not think the ceilings are high enough for her swings.
Ding dong.
Jelly is not helping us pay for this at all.
Jelly said buying a house together as a throuple will signify our next big step as a family of five, rather than all four of them plus me.
Were the ratings of House Hunters gone? Have they gone
must
down?
Must have been way down.
They get attention there.
They do. That's
House Hunters been on, I think, for 42 years.
Yeah, it feels like
it's been on since.
I can't believe it's still on.
I like, remember honestly, watching I thought, it when Amber and I, before we even got married.
Yeah. The first time there's somebody's going to like bitch about triple sinks. Jelly's got no sink.
Oh my God!
How did she get ready in the morning?
We wanted the home, but there just was no triple sink.
They had double sinks, but not triple sinks. Mm.
We can't take it.
We're a throuple.
We can't take it. I hope they have like cuckolds come in with the bull. The bull's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't like this.
That's Theodore the bull.
I don't know. Is it night beat? Wouldn't you watch that?
Yeah.
I think you'd watch that.
Hell yeah.
I think you'd watch that.
Cuckolds hunting houses? Yeah. What do you think?
Screaming at
whatever the you want, Theodore.
That's right. Whatever
yeah,
I
when
want.
You like it, then this is what we're getting. Here.
That's your corner.
All right.
I just love Theodore.
Tonight on Cuckold House Hunters.
Another show for the David Chuck the Freak
Network. Great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that.
Great idea.
There's no triple sinks.
Come on now.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.